Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRN's Anthony Moore.
Homer Electric Association responded last night to a large power outage that affected over 7,000 members across the Kenai Peninsula. Carrie Ann Baker with HEA told KSRM last night,
"We're getting reports of trees on the line all over the place. We've got lines down. We had about 35 outages come in at 30 minutes. So just to give you a scope of what we're facing, we've thrown a ton of resources at this and we've got guys looking at it. But, you know, no matter how you slice it, there are going to be some people that are out of power overnight, even with the amount of resources that we've thrown at this. So it's all weather related. It all has to do with trees on the line. I mean, I won't say every single one has to do with trees in the line, but I darn near 95% are going to be that kind of cause. So when that happens, what we do is we just start sending people to patrol the line, and we do send people, like, we know there's a line that is down. We'll go there first just to make sure it's de-energized. So I think one thing we'd like people to know is please do not approach a down line. While we have every reason to believe they are not energized at this point in time, you know, one thing we'd want people to be very, very cautious. If you see a tree on the line, call our outage hotline."
HEA has dispatched 10 linemen to respond, and the linemen have been dispatched throughout the region to identify the issues and make repairs to restore power to affected members. As expected from the forecast, with winds that topped out at around 35 miles an hour, numerous reports of trees on the line and downed power lines are reportedly the culprit. Baker explains how HEA crews attack large power outages such as this.
"So our first priority is if we have a dangerous condition, that's what we look at first. So if there's a dangerous situation, and that means a line that's down, energized and down, that's the first thing that'll be dealt with, is anything like hazard related. But we don't prioritize based on population."
For more information, log on to RadioKenai.com. Former President Donald Trump on Tuesday said that he would endorse Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy for re-election, but there's a catch. Only if the governor himself doesn't back U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski's bid to return to Senate. Former President Trump praised Governor Dunleavy for his handling of the coronavirus pandemic and his, quote, pushback against the liberal Biden administration, unquote. But the former president said he wouldn't support Dunleavy if the governor were to recommend Alaska's senior senator for re-election. In a statement tweeted by his spokesperson, Liz Harrington, quote, "In other words, if Mike endorses her, which is his prerogative, my endorsement of him is null and void and of no further force or effect." Former President Trump has vowed revenge against Senator Murkowski and other Republican lawmakers who supported his impeachment over the January 6th insurrection. He's endorsed Murkowski's primary challenger, Kelly Chewbacca. Murkowski is the only Republican senator facing re-election next year who voted to convict President Trump at his impeachment trial. The race will be closely watched nationwide as an indicator of Trump's lasting influence with GOP voters after his 2020 election defeat, and whether they are willing to punish lawmakers whom they believe have been disloyal to the former president. Murkowski also called for Trump's resignation after the January 6th insurrection, in which hundreds of his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol in an attempt to stop the certification of President Biden's election victory. Separately, Alaska Lieutenant Governor Kevin Myers said that he would not run for re-election next year. And for more information, log on to our website at RadioKenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.